what we did is we went to this community when it first started. And back then it was only about 20 different agencies in June. And we did a census and we asked questions, everything from what platform do you use when you work to what you measure, what do you report up to senior leaders. Every agency that we questioned said that they wanted this, that they wanted better performance metrics recommendations. And so then we put out an email and we said, who'd like to step forward and just be part of this? We know it's new. We know it hasn't been tried before, but who wants to be part of it? Within lunch break, we had 12 agencies on it, you know, DOD, State Department, NASA, people from very diverse mission areas, but they all wanted the same thing, these shared solution for performance metrics. And so then for the number of months, we've been talking with agencies, meeting with tools like Topsy and Radiant 6 in the private sector, working with privacy officers and attorneys to be able to put out what is today. But the thing we want to remember is that this isn't done. This is just beginning, and it's a living document meant to be changed and added to as things become obsolete and new opportunities arrive.
When you guys started to write down the metrics and decide, okay, this is a good one, how did you say, well, metric one was better than any other of the metrics? I mean, how did you kind of come to that conclusion? Because as you said earlier, and I thought it was a great point, the commercial metrics that are used for many websites, I mean, in terms of advertising traffic or a number of unique users, doesn't necessarily work for government.
What we did is, because we know that there's, like anywhere in government, there's places that have larger budgets, able to procure tools and things like that. Most agencies, that's not a reality. You've got a one-person shop who's doing this. So we wanted to find and go to all the freely available tools that are openly and accessible to any program manager in government, like Twitter's own analytics system or Facebook Insights, and stitch together and cherry-pick what are those metrics that we think can help tell the story. And that's part of what the recommendations do, is you take these simple numbers and it shows you how to match it with strategic goals on it. And so that was kind of like how we approached that, is we wanted it to be free, easily measurable, easy to analyze, to set that new baseline for where agencies are who might just be reporting their number of followers as their metrics currently.
When you look through the four or five different metrics, which one is probably maybe most important or one that maybe will help agencies the most? Is there one or two that stand out?
It's all different. For instance, we show how to set up in Google Analytics to be able to do conversions, place value on it, to be able to benchmark customer service response times. I mean, I know, like, personal example, NARA, before I was a government employee and I'm trying to get my paperwork together I'm trying to get veterans paperwork, I tweeted that I was having a problem. Without me even tweeting it to NARA, I had two of their staff members respond to me asking how they could help, and they made the difference in me finding out where I was going. They didn't need to. But you know what I mean? It's that responsiveness. That's the type of behavior that espouses the best of government social media. Some agencies, like the Intel, they might not even be engaging. They might be listening more. So we wanted to respect that every agency has a different strategic outcome, but break down the Tower of Babel that currently exists in how we're measuring and reporting.
Once you guys, this working group, came to the conclusion that here's the recommendations we think are best, were they tested? Were they piloted anywhere? Because how did you know that these are the ones we think will work best?
This isn't final in any ways, and we know this is going to expand. It has to, in order to become the full useful tool that it is. But when we looked at it, we wanted it to be freely available. We based it on what we wanted out of the metrics. Like, if we wanted to show customer service, depth, breadth, loyalty, any of these things, customer experience, we started with that strategic need. From there, we went through all the free programs and identified what could accurately report that. So that's like anything. We started with the strategic outcomes and then had the metrics fit that, rather than what often happens is people will just report numbers, but it's like, what do those numbers really mean for us?
Let me move over this to the API that you guys also released today. One thing about APIs, people go, okay, I've heard of that, it's a piece of software. What is it really going to do? Is it the ability to create a social media registry and then customize it? Yeah. Or is there a social media registry already developed and then the API lets you customize it based on words or agencies or whatever?
So we have the social media registry. It's up there. It's live. It has over 2,000 accounts in it. We're still adding more accounts into it. So it's growing at the moment. So this is an open source tool, by the way. So while we just have federal agencies in it, this is something that can spread to state and local government as well. They can just take the open source code. So we're also going to be working to try to, like I said, spread that to improve public service throughout the United States, but the registry's there. It's the API we want people to use, and that's the data flow or the data stream that comes off that then you can customize and use to link together new tools, create new services. It's now working. So we demoed a few things to illustrate it, but now we're really working with trying to go to the public, small businesses, entrepreneurs, to get them to be able to develop the next generation of tools and services.
And the goal is once you have this API out there, somebody could come in and say, I've created this new tool to get all information on veterans benefits, or I've created a new tool that will talk about student aid. That's the example. That's the type of thing that this API will be eventually could be used for.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The API is there. We're doing an event tomorrow to try to get developers to hack on it. So hopefully we'll have new tools by the end of Social Media Week. That's the goal.
Where did the need for this API come from? Did you guys hear it from constituents, from citizens, or was it something that you kind of said, hey, what if it'd be cool if we could do it this way, or was it maybe even borrowed from something in the private sector that's happening?
If you go to the White House Digital Strategy, they talk a lot about APIs in there. Agencies have to start releasing this stuff. I work with Gray Brooks over at GSA, and he's our senior API strategist, and it's a lot of people's opinions that API should be attached to all these sites because this is stuff that the public already owns, and so APIs are a great way to open up and unlock that data so they can provide those services, so they can fully use it. Because if not, as we know, that sometimes technology can raise barriers and make things a little more difficult, especially if you hunt things down. What APIs do is it's going to help gel everything together so you can go to one point of entry, but then have full keys to the kingdom, we'll say.
Obviously, these are two big accomplishments. What's next on the horizon? When you're looking at these, obviously you mentioned that the metrics are a living document.
Yeah.
Those will change when appropriate. The APIs, people will build tools around it. Where do you see this all heading next?
Think about it this way, because the things we talked about today, there's two sides of the coin. One, it's changing and unlocking that data for government. The other side of the coin is we're unlocking this for the public, for companies to use, for organizations, for anything. So we have to get people smart on this. We need to talk about it. And once that happens, the possibilities are endless.